Good morning, everybody. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. I want to welcome you to day 18 of our 21-day Make Room prayer call, devotion call. We're now in the home stretch, and I pray you're still leaning in, still pressing in, and still making room for God. This week, our theme has been Make Room to Move. And notice how each day has carried us forward step by step. On Monday, we began to dare to believe. Because before you can move, you've got to first believe that movement is possible. Faith always begins in the heart. On Tuesday, we moved to get up and go. Belief alone wasn't enough. Faith needed feet. Abram had to step out without a blueprint, trusting God with every step. On day 17, yesterday, we leaned into encourage yourself, because once you start moving, life will test your momentum. There will be zigzag moments, seasons of loss, discouragement, and exhaustion. And when the crowd is silent, you have to know how to strengthen yourself in the Lord. I want you to see the flow. First you believe, then you move. And when the fight gets heavy, you encourage yourself. But here's the next layer, because God doesn't just want you to fight through life. God wants you to enjoy the life God gave you. So today on day 18, Thursday, our phrase is two words: have fun. Have fun. Pastor, are you serious? I thought you were going to come with something deeper than that. After encourage yourself on day 17, I expected maybe stand firm or fight back or hold on just a little while longer. Something weighty, something heavy, something that matches the battle I'm facing. But have fun? Some of you are thinking, really? Do you know what I'm going through right now? Do you know how much I've lost, how much I'm carrying, how tired I am? Fun doesn't even sound like an option. It sounds almost offensive. And yet, that's exactly why this word is here. Because God knows something we often forget. Joy is a weapon. Joy is not shallow, it's strategic. Joy doesn't deny reality, it actually defies it. That's why Proverbs 17:22, our key verse for today, it says, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. It's not that have fun is less deep than the others. It's that have fun is the depth we didn't see coming. After you've believed, after you've moved, after you've encouraged yourself in the Lord, sometimes the most faith-filled thing you can do is laugh again, smile again, breathe again, and choose joy in the middle of it all. When was the last time you laughed? Now, I'm not talking about a little smirk or a polite giggle. I mean one of those laughs that makes you lose your breath. One of those laughs that has you hitting somebody on the shoulder, stumping the flow, wiping tears from your eyes. One of those laughs that makes your stomach hurt. That kind of laugh is healing. That kind of laugh is medicine. That kind of laugh is proof that no matter what you've been through, the enemy didn't steal your joy. And some of us have been so weighed down lately, so pressed by life, that we can't even remember the last time we laughed like that. But listen to me, laughter is not a luxury, it's a lifeline. It's God's gift to remind you that even in the ashes of zigzag, there's still something worth rejoicing over. Proverbs 17:22 doesn't say laughter is nice, it says a cheerful heart is good medicine, which means sometimes the best thing you can do for your weary soul, your tired body, and your heavy spirit is to just stop and laugh again. Because laughter doesn't change your circumstances, but it will change how you carry it. And this isn't just spiritual, it's scientific. God designed your body to respond to joy in ways that literally heal you from the inside out. When you laugh, something amazing happens inside your body. God created these tiny messengers called endorphins. Think of them like little delivery workers or tiny joy messengers running through your body. The moment you start laughing, your brain gets the signal, send in the joy messengers. And suddenly these endorphins rush into your bloodstream. And here's what they do. They run up to your brain and whisper, "You okay? You can relax." They loosen up the tight knots in your shoulders, your back, your chest. That's why after a really good laugh, your whole body feels lighter, almost like you've had a massage. They go to your heart and say, "Pump stronger, flow freer, keep this body alive and well." They even go to places where you feel pain and act like God's natural pain reliever, telling your body, "Ease up, it's going to be all right." And guess what? Scientists say the effects can last up to 45 minutes after a single laugh. Your body is calmer, your stress is lower, and your heart is healthier, all because you laughed. Now, here's what really shouts me. Proverbs 17:22 told us this thousands of years ago. A cheerful heart is good medicine. Way before scientists ever put it in a lab, God already wrote it in his book. And here's what I want you to see in this verse. Proverbs 17:22. I want you to see the relationship between the condition of the heart and the condition of the body. There's a relationship between physical and spiritual health. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. You see, your bones have something very important inside them called marrow. Bone marrow is like a factory. It produces blood cells that carry oxygen, fight infections, and keep your whole body alive and functioning. If your bones are strong and healthy, your whole body benefits. But if your bones are weak, everything suffers. So when Proverbs 17:22 says a crushed spirit dries up the bones, it's not just a metaphor, it's physiological. Literally, it means it sucks out the marrow of life from the bones. A broken spirit, constant stress, and prolonged discouragement can literally weaken your immune system, lower your body's defenses, and drain the life right out of you. That's why when you go through seasons of deep grief or depression, you often feel it in your body. Fatigue, your stomach messed up, headaches, tightness in your chest, even sickness. The spirit and the body are connected. And you need to know that for several reasons. One, because it reminds you that what happens in your spirit shows up in your body. If your heart is heavy, your body will carry it. That's why stress can keep you up at night, why anxiety can tie your stomach in knots, why grief can make you physically weak. A crushed spirit doesn't just make you sad, it literally drains your strength. Two, you need to know this connection because it proves that God cares about all of you, not just your soul. Sometimes we act like God only cares about our physical condition. And so what we do, we compartmentalize. We split ourselves into pieces and pretend like our spiritual condition has nothing to do with our physical condition. But that's a dangerous lie. Because when we create this false dichotomy between spirit and body, we convince ourselves that praying is spiritual, but eating isn't. That reading the Bible is holy, but exercising isn't. that serving in the ministry matters to God, but resting your mind and body doesn't. Because we were taught that when you get saved and give your life to Christ, you are heaven bound. I got my ticket and it's stamped for glory land. And so much emphasis was placed on heaven over there that we didn't learn how to live right here. Faith was framed as an escape plan instead of a lifestyle. Salvation became about surviving this world, not thriving in it. But I like this verse in Proverbs 17:22 because it invites us to reimagine what wholeness looks like. It says a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. That's not just about your ticket to heaven. It's about the quality of your life right now. It's about how joy, laughter, and a healthy spirit feed into a healthy body. In other words, God ain't just concerned about where you spend eternity. He's also concerned about how you live on the journey. You see, Jesus didn't just preach about heaven. He healed bodies. He restored families. He fed the hungry. He lifted the brokenhearted. He showed us that the kingdom of God isn't only about over there. It breaks into our reality right here. Wholeness. That's what we're talking about. Wholeness. What comes to mind when you hear that word? Wholeness. For some of us, we think of healing. No more sickness. No more pain. For others, we think of peace, no more chaos, no more worry. Still, for others, we think of completion, nothing missing, nothing broken, everything in its right place. But what if I told you that wholeness isn't the absence of a problem? It's the presence of God in the middle of it. Wholeness isn't a state where nothing is missing and nothing is broken. Wholeness is a state where you're so rooted in the love and presence of God that even when things are broken, even when things are missing, you are not shaken. It's the assurance that even if the pain doesn't go away, you have a cheerful heart that is working like medicine in your body. It's the confidence that even if things are still broken, the healer is living inside of you. Wholeness isn't a destination, it's a way of being. It's the beautiful reality of a life that has been cleansed of its clutter, consecrated for its purpose, and now has room for the fullness of God's joy. It's a life that can have fun in the midst of the battle because it has found the source of strength that never runs dry. So, Pastor, how can I cultivate this? How can I make room to laugh more, to live in this wholeness, to actually have fun in the Lord? Let me give you 3 points you can carry with you today. Number one, lighten up. Stop carrying what God already told you to cast. 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. The word cast comes from a word that means to hurl with a sudden motion, to throw off completely. It's the image of a person with a heavy cloak or a huge burden on their back, and with one sudden movement, they throw it off on somebody else. The Bible isn't saying to put a little bit of your anxiety on God. It's saying to throw it all. The big stuff, the small things, the worries, the fears onto him. It's an act of radical surrender. And here's the reason why. Because he cares for you. God's not asking you to carry what you were never meant to carry. He's not asking you to solve a problem that only he can fix. God is asking you to lighten up, to cast it all on him because he loves you. And he wants to carry it for you. You can't have a cheerful heart if your spirit is crushed by the weight of worry. So the first step to having fun is to simply lighten up. and and hand over what you're not meant to carry. Number two, look around. Joy is often hidden in plain sight. A child's laughter, a song that lifts your spirit, a sunrise that paints the sky. Don't rush past the small things. Learn to see the fingerprints of God in everyday life. Lighten up. Look around. Number three, laugh out loud. What do you like to do for fun? No, seriously, when was the last time you did something that made you smile, that filled your soul, that gave you life? See, this is where a lot of us get stuck because we've bought into this fallacy of, I don't have time for fun. I'm raising these kids by myself. I'm working two jobs just to keep the lights on. I'm taking care of my parents and my family depends on me. I don't have time for fun. I'm in school. I'm working. I'm grinding. I'm hustling. I just don't have time for it. I had a family come into the funeral home, I think it was 2 years ago. The wife came in to make arrangements for her husband. Her husband was a hardworking man, provided for her and the kids, and they had been married for over 50 years. And he always promised his wife that once he retires, they would travel and enjoy life. So he finally retires, and his first retirement check that he drew, his wife brought in to pay for his funeral. You don't have time for fun? Honestly, you don't have time not to. Because here's how it's going to go down. I promise you, it's going to go down just like this. You're going to work and work and work. You're going to grind and hustle and sacrifice every ounce of yourself, telling yourself it's for the family, it's for security, it's for the future. And then one day we're going to gather in a church somewhere, stand around your casket and talk about how hard of a worker you were. We'll brag on how you never missed a day, how you always showed up, how you put everybody else before yourself. And then we're going to head downstairs to the fellowship hall and eat chicken, string beans, macaroni and cheese, potato salad, and store-bought pound cake, and sweet tea that's more sugar than water. And while we're sitting at the table, somebody's going to lean over and say what everybody else is thinking. She should have taken better care of herself. And do you know why they're going to say that? Because deep down, they recognize the tragedy. Not just that you died, but that you never lived, that you never laughed, that you never danced, that you never gave yourself permission to enjoy the days God gave you under the sun. Listen to me. You don't have time not to have fun. Because if all you do is work, grind, and sacrifice with no joy, no laughter, no release, then life will pass you by while you're too busy trying to survive it. And that's not God's will for your life. Proverbs 17:22 says it plainly, a cheerful heart is good medicine. Church, joy is not optional, it's essential. So hear me clearly. You don't just need to pay bills. You need to play ball. You don't just need to build a future. You need to breathe in today. You don't just need to work hard. You need to laugh harder. And you ain't got to have a lot of money to laugh. Okay, so you can get that out your mind too. So lighten up, look around, and laugh out loud, because life is too short. And eternity is too long to live without joy right now. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning for the gift of life not just life, but abundant life. Thank you, Daddy, you didn't create us just to work, to grind and survive, but to live with joy, with laughter, and with peace in our hearts. Lord, forgive us for the times we've carried life so heavy that we forgot to smile. Forgive us for letting stress, fear, and busyness steal the joy you freely give. Today, we ask you to restore our laughter, refresh our spirit, and renew our strength. Give us cheerful hearts, Lord, because your word says they are good medicine. Let that medicine heal our minds, heal our bodies, and heal our souls. Teach us to lighten up, to look around at the blessings right in front of us, and to laugh out loud because you are faithful and you are good. And as we go through this day, let our joy be contagious. Let someone else's burden feel lighter because we carry joy into the room. Let our laughter be a testimony that even in the battle, the joy of the Lord is our strength. So I want you to repeat after me our declaration for today. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I will not let life steal my laughter. I will lighten up. I will look around. And I will laugh out loud. I will live fully, love deeply, and rejoice daily. Today, I choose joy, and joy will be my testimony. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning to our prayer call. I pray it was a blessing. The replay will be uploaded to our website this morning at gracechurchal.com. Y'all, we got one more day of the devotional prayer call. One more morning of getting up at 6 in the morning to start our day off together. That's tomorrow. And so let's continue to press in and lean in. I'm praying for you. I am rooting for you today. So be mindful, be watchful, and be encouraged. Peace.